You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another fun and shorter show of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And Paul, we are really, really inching up close to that 1,000th episode.
We sure are.
I don't know that it's going to be quite as exciting as we thought. Anyways, this is $9.99 and we're super glad that you're with us.
We are super glad that you're with us. Today, we will be talking about, should you be waiting for the NPRM to fly at night, or should you just go ahead and file for your daylight waiver, aka to fly at night? Just really quick, if you have seen our previous videos on how to apply for a daylight waiver, just know they were updated, I believe, in February of this year. So make sure you're watching the correct video. And if you're a member, there are more detailed videos on the website, droneu.education. If you're not a member, become a member as you get more detail, and it makes life a lot easier as a drone pilot. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Innovative UAS. If you're looking to buy a drone and you're down in the Arizona region of the world and you might need some questions on whether to buy enterprise or to buy another type of drone, they can help answer your questions and help you guys out. So check them out, innovativeuas.com. And special thanks to Innovative UAS for supporting our solar inspection class. We really appreciate what you have done for us and really appreciate the service that you provide. So check them out. If you have a question, just go to Innovative UAS and check them out. I promise you're going to like them. Or you can just email them, sales@innovativeuas.com.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Paul. I hope you gentlemen are doing well. Paul, this is Bob, the infrared guy who sat for your Charleston mapping class back in January. I'm excited about the Parrot thermal drone soon to be available. It seems to be many things the Mavic thermal drone is not. A 20-megapixel RGB camera, radiometric thermal capability, and 180-degree gimbal swing should make for a very versatile drone. This seems like an excellent large flat roof inspection tool to locate where underlying roof insulation may be wet. Now, this work is generally done in the early evening, which means I'll need a Part 107.29 daytime waiver. I have downloaded your step-by-step guide to get an FAA daylight waiver document and have been looking it over. I've also heard the FAA may take up to a year to review a daytime waiver application. But then I remembered several months ago you did a podcast regarding the FAA proposal eliminating the daytime waiver by having pilots do a bit of additional testing to legally fly at night. I feel like I'm caught in a bureaucratic vortex. So I guess my question is, should I grind through the waiver application and submit it, or wait to see what the FAA will do regarding their proposal? Please advise.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. And thanks for going to a class. Hopefully it's helped you accelerate the work that you're doing in that regard. And AskDroneU.com if you've got a question as well. So this is, it's kind of like that, do I buy the new laptop when there's going to be another one that comes out 30 days later? You're just not really sure about timing of some of these things, but my hunch is he should probably just get it done because we don't know what's going to happen with the NPRM.
And I think that's really the key to this issue, Rob, is that we really don't know when the NPRM will come out. We don't know how the FAA will view the comments, how long that will take, what comments they'll take on, what will they change, will they put it out again for comment after they change things. And frankly, business can't wait, money can't wait. And I have to say, you know, it's just so, so important to just go out there and get these waivers now so that way you can operate and operate freely whenever you need to. I think that's so important.
Yeah, and there's no guarantee that they're going to put that stuff in there in the ultimate rules that come out, right?
That is so true.
So I think you're taking a pretty good risk. And I understand, I believe that these are coming in a little bit faster than people might think at this point.
Yeah, I think
so
as well.
Is that right?
I think that is, that, you know, I know DroneU is I think we are responsible for like 12 or 1300 nighttime waivers, which is awesome if you think about it. I mean, we know that there are ours because the waiver office has been like, can you take this one little line out that you keep mentioning? and we did that on the newer video. So I think he just needs to go ahead and grab that daylight waiver. Now, One point of caution I just want to make is that I actually made a mistake when we first talked about the Parrot Anolfi Thermal. I said it was a global shutter camera that was part of the dual. That is not correct. So I just want to make sure that you guys know that out there. Also, just understand that it is not a radiometric camera. I'm not sure how that is going to affect your ability to do work, Bob. I would just make sure you test that camera and make sure that it can give you the readings and data that you would like to see rather than just trusting that it would work. There are some applications that you are going to need a much larger sensor and a sensor that is radiometric, which means it's calibrated for the outside temperature. That's so critical in order to get accurate readings. So make sure Bob knows what he's doing, so I'm not really worried about it, but just make sure the drone does exactly what you think it does. So I think we answered his question.
I think so. That was a nice, short, and succinct.
Yeah, a little different from the last couple episodes that we had. But one thing I want to say is, you know, he mentioned that he was at the Charleston mapping class. That was one of our more fun classes. Vic was there as well. And I just want to mention, if you haven't signed up for a DroneU mapping class, the entire schedule is now online. So make sure you check that out, because I don't think he would be calling in with such warm and fuzzies if he didn't like the class, Rob.
I agree. Yeah, and we always want to know, if you have been to a class and there's things you want us to do better, speak up.
Speak up or forever hold your peace.
That's right.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.